Wade shook his head, trying to concentrate on a particular horse who stood out, away from the others, staring right at him. This one had spunk and attitude. Jonah had taught him and his brothers all they needed to know about the family business. As the next generation to take over the ranch, Jonah was insistent upon the boys inheriting Blazing Eagle, settling down and raising families of their own. Wade snorted. It wasn't that he was opposed to settling down, it was just the opposite. He was 30 years old and realized it was time to find that special someone. But that was the problem. Where would he find her?
Well, 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 looks like the vultures are hovering.
Wade stiffened as Joy Whittaker leaned against the fence next to him. He wasn't going to counter with a snide remark. Joy always tried to get under his skin, and her comment was a spiteful dig on his family crest, which was that of an eagle, hence the Blazing Eagle Ranch. But he wasn't going to correct her. There had been bad blood between their families long before either of them were born. It was practically a custom for a Brooks not to get along with a Whittaker. He'd known Joy since they were kids, and she was a fierce competitor in everything she did, from perfect grades in school to racing horses and even horseshoes. But there was something else about her. She was a beauty. Light brown skin, dark brown hair with blonde highlights, and light hazel eyes that at the moment were reflecting the sun, appearing almost amber. Her curves were what every man dreamed of, so it was a wonder she wasn't already tied down and starting a family of her own. All the eligible men in town pined after her, but none were courageous enough to approach the little spitfire. Wade sighed, turning his attention back to the horses when someone added a few sheep to the corral. "What do you want, Joy?"
"Wondering what you're doing here. Doesn't the Blazing Eagle have enough horses?"
She turned her killer smile on him and inclined slightly toward him. When he caught the scent of her floral perfume, he shook his head. "We do, but I run a camp, and I'm always searching for the best horses to train for the kids. If a fellow rancher needs to liquidate their assets, I would be willing to offer them a fair price." He didn't have to offer her an explanation, but the way she watched him put him on the defensive.
"Your family sure seems to make a habit out of trying to help others by buying their assets."
Wade's cheeks warmed. He swung around and glared at her, knowing exactly what she was hinting at. Years ago, before either of them were born, his grandfather, Cyrus Brooks, had made a deal with Macon Whittaker, Joy's grandfather. The Whittakers had come upon hard times themselves, and Cyrus purchased land from Macon to help them out and allow them to get their hands on some much-needed cash.
The day had gone quite well until she'd laid eyes on the tall rancher. Yanking open the driver's side door, she jumped behind the wheel and slammed the door shut. Sitting back, she attempted to calm herself down. That man sure had a way of pissing her off. And with only a smile at that. Just because he had money and wealth didn't mean he needed to flaunt it.
"If a fellow rancher needs to liquidate their assets, then I would be willing to offer them a fair price."
Talk about arrogant and privileged. Like his money would save the poor family who'd been hit with hard times. Her stomach clenched at that country drawl of his. Why did she have to react to him the way she did? Just the sound of his voice sent a ripple of chills down her spine. It was deep and smooth. That slight twang in his accent was downright sexy. Wade had been a thorn in her side since high school, with he and his brothers always the talk of the town. They had played varsity football. The youngest, Carson, was the only one who went away to play at the college level. She had been a volleyball player and was naturally competitive. Her senior year, her team had even won the state championship. But girls' volleyball didn't have the draw the Wade brothers and Shady Springs high school football did. The male sports players were treated like superstars around town, while the girls were treated like second-class citizens. Not that she was still stuck in high school or anything, but 12 years after graduation, it still left a bad taste in her mouth. Though it wasn't just that. The Whittakers and Brookses had bad blood between them, the rivalry dating back to before she was born. Jonah Brooks drove a wedge between the two neighboring families. It was something she had heard about her entire life from her father. A man with the last name of Brooks wasn't to be trusted.